Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. New Orleans-style trombonist Bob Mielke has been active in the San Francisco traditional jazz scene since the mid-1940s. His outstanding musicianship brought him to the attention of jazz greats, and he appeared on records or performed with Bunk Johnson, Lou Waters, Wingy Minone, Muggsy Spanier, and Barbara Dane, among others. In this hour, a chat with Bob. Here's Bob Mielke playing trombone on Come Back Sweet Papa with Hal Smith's Frisco Syncopators in 1990. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, the first of three programs with trombonist Bob Mielke, and we'll be hearing many rare discs and broadcast tapes from the late 40s through the late 1950s. And by the way, though his name sounds like milk, it's actually spelled M-I-E-L-K-E. In 1993, I sat down for a chat with Bob. My guest is Bob Mielke. Bob's been playing trombone many, many years. He's played with some of the most outstanding performers in the San Francisco Bay Area, some of the important jazz bands, and he's played with a lot of the top names of jazz, like Bob Scobie, Joe Sullivan, Wingy Minone, George Lewis, and Muggsy Spanier. I understand that in 1947 you had a chance to record with Sidney Bechet.
Yes, I did. I hitchhiked to New York in 1947, and by coincidence bumped into Bob Wilbur and his gang of musicians, and they were talking interestingly about jazz at Jimmy Ryan's. I overheard their conversation, and they were talking to an older guy, and it turned out to be George Avakian, the record producer for Columbia. And it developed they needed a trombonist. I didn't even have a horn with me, and I sent for it. One thing led to another, and rehearsed with the group, and they had a date coming up to record with Bechet. And, of course, Bob Wilbur was a protege of Sidney Bechet. So that's how it all happened. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little about session, about working with Sidney?
Well, yeah. Bob Wilbur was the actual leader of the band itself, and Bechet was kind of aloof and stood on his dignity. He knew how good he was. So he seemed like a lofty, distant character to me, and if he wanted to give the band any instructions, he did it through Bob Wilbur, who in turn passed it on to us.
There was a pretty good trumpeter on that session, Johnny Glassell.
Right.
Can you tell us anything about him?
Johnny was a very talented young guy, and I think he was the youngest guy in the band at the time. I think he was only 17 or so. And he later had a great career in music. He became president of Local 802. He had a legit trumpet career. He turned legit, so to speak.
Kansas City Man Blues and the Polka Dot Stomp, trombonist Bob Mielke, recording with Sidney Bechet and clarinetist Bob Wilbur's band in 1947. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is A Chat with Bob, talking with trombonist Bob Mielke about his half century playing jazz trombone on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. During this hour, we'll be hearing Bob Mielke in rare recordings and broadcast tapes primarily from the 1950s in the first of three programs, and then as the series continues, survey his music through the 1990s. The Bechet session, that led to another session with Bob Wilbur.
There was a fellow who, unfortunately, his name I cannot remember, he worked for Commodore Records in New York, and he loved the Bob Wilbur band and wanted to record them. So he produced them himself, and as a result, the Commodore people got sore at him because he went out on his own.
Yeah, these came out on, what was it?
The Rampart label. Mm-hmm. It was his own invention. And there were six 78 RPM records made, and very intense session, you know.
Thank you.
The thing is that, of course, it was the height of the bebop versus Moldy Fig animosity, the war.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Musical war in jazz. It was very real, and there was a lot of animosity and a lot of stupid things printed in journals and Downbeat and so on. However, some of the people could rise above that, and I had a little story about Dizzy Gillespie, the late great Dizzy. He used to rehearse his band, his big band, at Nola's Studios in New York, and Bob Wilbur rehearsed his band there. I remember one day when Dizzy was there at the same time we were, and on our breaks, I went up there to see the Dizzy band, and then on his break, he came down to see us. He opened the swinging door and listened for a little while and nodded his head with that famous grin ahead. He said, "Yeah, yeah." And it made us feel real good because he was above that sort of petty stuff, you know. I mean, when he heard something that he thought had some value, he'd acknowledge it, you know. He was a wonderful man.
Snake Rag, Bob Mielke recording with Bob Wilbur's traditional style band of the late 1940s. Snake Rag, of course, first recorded by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong back in 1922. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is A Chat with Bob, chatting with trombonist Bob Mielke on Jazz Rhythm. Mielke is a superb musician in the New Orleans tailgate trombone style of Kid Ory or Turk Murphy, clearly influenced by the great swing soloists like J.C. Higginbotham, Lawrence Brown and Tricky Sam Nanton. And incidentally, notice how well his solos carry over and continue into the ensemble, providing excellent support for his fellow musicians. And as you can hear, Mielke is a warm and personable man with a deep love for early jazz, to which he has dedicated most of his life. The next rare 78s are from Bob Mielke's 1949 band, and feature some of the excellent musicians with whom he worked for years, like trumpeter and arranger Bill Erickson, and the superb clarinetist, the late Bill Napier. I think we're getting to Berkeley in about 1949. So you were back on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The Fairway Rhythm Kings?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Okay. The Fairway Rhythm Kings was the name of a band that I tried to launch. It never got off the ground, really. However, we did have a recording session, one called the Fairway Rhythm Kings, did not get issued. I attached that label to the band later, tried to promote the band by a wild publicity picture, which featured the band dressed in knickers and knee-length argyle socks and golf bags, club bags, and it's a great shot. I wish I could show it to you over the air.
So the tunes are, I think, Charleston and Didn't He Ramble?
Right, yeah. Thank you.
Wasn't Bob Mielke's jazz band a very similar band?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was exactly the same band. And I just attached that name, you see, later, because I thought, well, gee, we've got something good here, and maybe I can sell it, you know. So the band consisted of Bill Erickson on trumpet, and he did some of the arranging, and myself on trombone, and I did some of the arranging, Bill Napier on clarinet, Gerald Stanton on piano, that's P.T. Stanton's younger brother, and John Schuler on string bass, and Jack Lowe on drums. And I think you can barely hear a guitar on these recordings, and his name escapes me. I don't know who that was. John Schuler was a painter that I met in the jazz band that the San Francisco Art Institute had at the time, featuring some painters that subsequently became very, very famous. Elmer Bischoff played trumpet, David Parks played piano, and Schuler played string bass, and he went on for a big career in art also, in painting.
Thank you.
The Bob Mielke Jazz Band sides are Crazy Chords and Riverboat Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I think it's Riverboat, starts with a routine where it starts real slow.
When I spun the record, I hadn't heard it for a long, long time, I guess years. And I just recently spun it, and I thought, my God, I've got my turntable at the wrong speed. It sounds like a 78 being played at 33 and a third.
Someone shouts something about, yeah, hey, this is supposed to be jazz. Or...
yeah, that's Napier.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, man. What's the matter with you guys? Don't you know this is the Riverboat Shuffle? Come on, let's go.
We decided on a hokum. I don't know how that came up, but I think it was kind of spur of the moment. We decided to have a hokum intro like Morton used, you know, on Sidewalk Blues, and it's kind of fun.
Lively recordings led by Bob Mielke in the late 1940s, rare 78 RPM discs of Riverboat Shuffle, Crazy Chords, Didn't He Ramble, and Charleston. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz Old and New. Thanks for joining me for a chat with Bob, trombonist Bob Mielke, who's spent about a half a century playing his especially swinging brand of traditional jazz. Incidentally, this is part of my ongoing series within a series chronicling the West Coast traditional jazz revival that was begun in the 1940s and is still keeping alive early jazz as played, for instance, in the 20s by Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, and Jelly Roll Morton. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details online at MississippiRag.com. In 1992, Bob was kind enough to bring his newly reconstituted New Bearcats into the studio of public radio station KALW in San Francisco during a fundraiser. From that broadcast, here's Bogalusa Strut, and once again, listen to the fine clarinet playing of the late Bill Napier. Thank you.
Thank you.